Estrutturen med lättnad. Här har vi en sann. My name is Iwo, your host. For quickly, let me remind you that if you'd like to write to us, you write to Tell Iowa, T-E-L-L-I-W-A at RCIStLucia.com. You can also hand deliver your letter to our studio right here in San Jose. We are TSA right next to the school, the San Jose school, the school in San Jose. Let's come right there. You can deliver it as well. All right? Believe me when I said to you, we'd love to read and discuss your situation right here on the program Letla on RCI. Letla on RCI is rated E for everyone. Be careful with your contribution. You could be passionate, sababe souvle, but keep it clean. Keep it very clean, all right? The number you need to dial is 452-3046. Those of you who are overseas, 1-758-452-3046. Turn down the volume on your radio, your computer, your smart speaker, whatever you're listening to us on. When you're calling this, turn down the volume. I want to hear you loud and clear. First-time callers! First-time callers! All you need to do is say first-time caller. Say first. If you're calling for the second time, say second-time caller. If you can remember what time you're calling, say it. It is okay. Right. Let's go. Now, this afternoon's letter, it is a gentleman was written. And his letter reads, Rankin, you have to tell them people to stop talking Papi Show on the program. I listen to the program and I vex because them people don't know what they're talking about, boy. I heard a woman tell you about how she go know if the man is the right man if she had dating man sleep with him. What? What? I heard a woman tell you about how she go know if the man is the right man if she had date him and sleep with him. It's them people that does cause fellas to find themselves in trouble with women. Rankin, how can you tell a woman that a man want to take seriously to go out with endless fellas until she get the right one? You're a madman. And Rankin, you letting them people convince you that this is the right thing to do? Don't support that gasser. Rankin, think about it. What you doing to the man that have his eyes set on that special woman, the one, the person he want to settle down with? You telling me may have to stay there, wait, and watch the girl go out publicly with how much fellas, the girl going out and cool out by other fellas, she going for a drive with other fellas, she have to talk for how long with other fellas, then she going to dance and whine on how much fellas, exchange messages with them fellas, and whatever else with all them fellas? Because she looking for the right man? Cause so what kind of nastiness you all promoting? And how the woman going about dating these other fellas? She asking them out? Or all the fellas asking her out? And she saying yes? Another question, Rankin. Where she getting the fellas to go out with? Man friends she have so? Friendly she friendly so? Cause so think about it, a man. Not a problem not there. What them people really telling the women to do? Cause so what you're promoting? Not for women to sleep around? And them women will never admit that they will sleep with most of the fellas, if not all the fellas they go out with, claiming is they dating. Don't play like you're dotish. It's a different time we're living in. Rankin, when them girls doing their thing, they already know if they go sleep with the man. The ones they're going out with is the ones they want. The fellas, VT. The same way I was trying to take one seriously, I was doing everything to show her how serious I was. I went to her mother. I tell the mother how I feel about her daughter. The girl did not like that. She asked me why I did that. Because if I was not serious about the girl, I'm not doing that. Rankin, I was ready to engage the girl. And every time I tell her about how I want her to take me seriously, because it's a long-term relationship I wanted, she telling me something about how she appreciate all what I'm doing for her. And then she go tell me, Koshoni, about she need time. And how she not ready to be in a serious relationship. When she ready, she will let me know. When I ask her how long it will take, she don't know. Rankin, the girl everywhere, in all hole, looking for a good time. The girl have how much fellas playing in her head. The night before, she was with me, giving me endless stress about she don't know. And she find I pressure in her. The following day, the community had an event. She tell me she not going. That's a something, just tell me pass by the place to see what's going on. There was a dance. I see her all in the back in the darkness with a man all the way from Castries. The man in her back, her head down on the floor. Runkin, you know what mash me up? Is the way made have the girl that I want to take seriously. One kind of position. And she giving him one kind of wine. I stand in front of her. I let her see me. And I move. It have almost a month since I not checking for her. But she messaging me every day. The women devaluing themselves with that poppy show about going out with how much man. Ranking, no man ain't want a woman all fellas have access to, boy. I, for one, ain't want no woman I see endless fellas going around everywhere with. It means, as a woman, your self-esteem low? Yeah, paddy. Paddy. It means, as a woman, your self-esteem low and your value go down to zero. You promiscuous. How y'all have seen the danger in that? Boy, Ron can read that for me because I want to hear what the women in particular have to say. Because women using that dating thing as an excuse to sleep around. Let me read it one more time. Rankin, you have to tell them people stop talking papi show on the program. I listen to the program and I vex. Because them people don't know what they're talking about, boy. I heard the woman tell you about how she gonna know if the man is the right man if she had date him and sleep with him. It's them people that has caused fellas to find themselves in trouble with women. Rankin, how can you tell a woman that a man want to take seriously to go out with endless fellas until she get the right one? You're a madman. And Rankin, you letting them people convince you that this is the right thing to do to support that gasa? Rankin, think about it. What you're doing to the man that have his eyes set on that special woman, the one, the person he want to settle down with. You telling me men have to stay there, wait, and watch the girl go out publicly with how much fellas? The girl going out and cool out by other fellas. She going out for a drive with other fellas. She have to talk for how long with other fellas. She going to dance and wine on how much fellas? Exchange messages with them fellas. And whatever else with all them fellas. Because she looking for the right man? Because of what kind of nastiness you're promoting? And how the woman going about dating these other fellas? She asking them out? Or all the fellas asking her out? And she saying yes? Another question, Rankin. Where she getting the fellas to go out with? Man friends she have so? Friendly she friendly so? Because think about it, a man. Not a problem, Nane. What them people really telling the woman to do? Because what you're promoting? Not for women to sleep around. And them women will never admit that they will sleep with most of the fellas, if not all the fellas they go out with, claiming is dead, they're dating. Don't play like you're dotish. It's a different time we're living in. Rankin, when them girls doing their thing, they already know if they go sleep with a man. The ones they're going out with is the ones they want. And the fellas, the same way I was trying to take one seriously, I was doing everything to show her how serious I was. I went to her mother. I told the mother how I feel about her daughter. The girl did not like that. She asked me, why I did that? I said, if I was not serious about the girl, I'm not doing that. Rankin, I was ready to engage the girl. And every time I tell her about how I want her to take me seriously, because it's a long-term relationship I wanted. She telling me something about how she appreciate all what I doing for her. And then she go tell me cautioning about she need time and how she not ready to be in a serious relationship. When she ready, she will let me know. When I ask her how long it will take, she don't know. Ranking the girl everywhere in all hole looking for a good time. The girl have how much fellas playing in her head? The night before she was with me giving me endless stress about she don't know. And she find I pressuring her. The following day, the community had an event. She tell me she not going. I said, something just tell me pass by the place to see what going on.
There was a dance. I see her all in the back, in the darkness, with a man all the way from Castries. The man in her back, Runk. Her head down on the floor. Runk, you know what mashed me up? Is the way me have the girl that I want to take seriously. One kind of position. And she giving him one kind of wine. I stand in front of her. I let her see me, and I move. It have almost a month since I not checking for her. But she messaging me every day. The women devaluing themselves with that papi show about going out with how much man. Ranking, no man I want a woman. All fellas have access to boy. I, for one, ain't want no woman I see endless fellas going around everywhere with. It means as a woman, your self-esteem low. And your value go down to zero. You promiscuous. How y'all are seeing the danger in that? Boy Rankin, read that for me, because I want to hear what the women in particular have to say. Because you women using that dating thing as an excuse to sleep around. All right, let's open our phone lines at 452-3046. And remember, a couple months ago, you know, there was this caller. I remember distinctly this caller. She called and she said, boy, and that hit me when she said, dead. So part of you telling me, you know, that the women are not supposed to be dating? That's what you're saying there, Pani. Let me take a call. Let me see if I press the right thing there. Right. Good afternoon. Let Lana see how you are on the air. Hello? Right. Good afternoon. Let La, you're on the air. Oh, we lost someone. That's my fault, eh? I pressed the right one. Continue to call us at 452-3046. 452-3046. And the lady was like, date. Yes, it's okay. Date. She went on to say, date. Good afternoon, Letla. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, Iowa.
Good afternoon to you, my brother. What's on your mind?
Well, I kind of disappointed in the writer today.
Right.
Right. I mean, basically,
Meta making sense.
Right. Because the lady basically upfront with him, she wants to date, and that's one of the problems with our Caribbean culture. You know, we tend to label women because, you know, they go out and date with one or two guys. You know, and sometimes that's the reason why women end up.
Call her one or
with the wrong partner.
Call her one or two guys?
Yeah. I mean, nothing wrong with a woman dating. So the woman dates until she finds somebody she thinks that she's compatible with. And then she makes a decision as to, hey, that's a guy. So and dating doesn't necessarily mean that she has to be intimate. You can go out on dates. You could go to the movies. You could go for dinner. You know, you probably meet a guy today. You start talking to him. And then you find out 2 days later, Mr. Psycho. But because Tom, Dick, and Harry see you out with a guy, you just feel, well, I will just stick with me because I don't want nobody to think that I slack, I lose. So some women end up in the wrong relationship with the wrong partner because of not allowing themselves to date and find the right partner. So I totally disagree with the guy. And of course, I mean, the girl said, okay, she wants to date, so allow her to date.
Kola, you know, will you settle down? Or marry a woman you see out with different fellas?
Well, boy, you know this saying in the Caribbean, every bread have a cheese. So if the woman has settled down, if the woman decides that you're the person for her. Because you see, guys are promiscuous, right? But you know, society never labeled the guys, you know? Like, you know, they have this saying about, you know, a key that can open many locks is a master key, but you know, a lock that is opened by many kids, it's an old lock. So,
yeah. But caller, answer the question. Are you personally, will you settle down or marry a woman you see out with a lot of different guys?
Yeah. I mean, once she's decided to settle and stuff, after she's dated and she figure, okay, she's going around and she sees what's out there, and she figure, well, based on her criteria, if I meet the grid, and of course, if she's within the or she's the type of person that I'm looking for, right. then fine.
It doesn't matter what the history is, what happens between she and the other guys. It doesn't matter to you.
No, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, like this song say, boy, you don't own that, you know, they're really yours. You know, like that. So I don't see any problem with that. I mean, if the person at that point in time, you have mutual respect for each other, then I don't see anything wrong with you.
He said in the letter that it devalues them.
I see that's the furthest thing from the truth. Honestly, that's the furthest thing. That is this label that our small society has put on women, or in the Caribbean generally, or should I say, generally black people. You know, people who live in the metropolitan countries and stuff. These people date. These people go out and date.
Yeah,
you know,
a lot of dates.
I would encourage if I had girls as daughters, I'd encourage them to date. At the end of the day, like I said, you don't have to sleep with a person. You can date. You can go out on that thing. That's why our women, I know things have changed. Our women years ago would make a guy sweat 6 months of dating a woman before you would even get to see the color of a knickers.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Now it's like two dates, one date, you out there, and that's it. You know. So. You're allowed to date, you get to know that person, and then you decide, okay, is that person is alright for me, or that person is the wrong choice. So the girl herself figures she wants to date. Probably that guy is not the right person for her. He probably thinks that he's alright for her because he wants to marry her and all kind of stuff.
But he may
have some qualities that she doesn't like.
But it's not unfair to the man who really wants to take her seriously.
No, I don't think it's unfair. I think it's actually quite good for him. So at least he knows now that he should start looking elsewhere. Because why go and you want to settle down because you figure that's a girl for
that's
you.
A girl,
and she's not a girl for you. You settle down and then you're miserable afterwards. You probably want to, you know, things like that little domestic violence. And, you know, of course, in our fellas, before they get a little GoPro, some of them, they like to go buy a Remington company. Sorry for the advertisement. And buy some extra. and get some extra agricultural products and use it on themselves.
Yeah. But you're supporting dating. You're supporting both not only the women, both men and women should
date. Both men and women.
Should date as much as possible.
Find the right person for you before you settle. You can date 5-6 women and stuff.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
And the women can date 5 and 6 men. And the women
of course, yes.
But that is where the problem is. Wait.
That is no problem, I will. That is no problem. You know that is no problem. You should be allowed to date and find the right person. Why? When you shop the wrong for a vehicle, you know you go buy Peter and Company. You go buy things. You're checking the different vehicles.
Yeah, man.
Before you make up your mind.
That's right. And you test drive into it.
Well, yeah. If you have to test drive,
you are test driving.
If they allow you to test drive.
Yeah. True that. If they allow you to test drive, you test drive.
Yeah, but you know, because you can't just go into a thing and then you end up in the wrong kind of relationship there.
Yeah. So you don't agree with me at all?
Beg your pardon?
You don't agree with him, that letter at all? No.
No, I don't agree with him, you know. I mean, and the way it's sounding, like, you know, you're a bit controlling to you, stalking
the girl. Yeah, that's right. I find mate have problems. I find, like, you know... Some of the things he's saying there is like, boy, what? You don't know?
Yeah, the man already stuck in the girl. What are you talking to the girl for?
Yeah.
You know?
Thank you very much, caller. Thank you. Thank you
all
for
your
contribution. 4523046 is the number to call as we continue to take your calls on Letla on Radio Caribbean International. Let's go back to the phone. Good afternoon. Letla on CI, you are on the air.
Good day, Iowa.
How are you, my girl? How are you?
I mean, it's okay, Iowa, because I disagree with everything that writer says. And writer, if you didn't have a letter, you shouldn't have write any nonsense there.
Yeah, like,
okay?
Yes,
I disagree with everything you said there.
You disagree
now,
with everything?
Now, what I have to tell you, writer, everybody have their own opinion. I guess that's how you see it in women. But I believe...
Quala.
I'm blaming you. First, to begin with, the girl did say she's not interested. She's not ready yet. She needs some time. You need to accept that. Don't have the girl no kind of package or tell the girl nonsense. She can't date too many people. Just her. What are you wrong?
Caller, you're on all levels.
Caller, you would date multiple people?
I want to date you.
Would you date multiple people at a time?
Pardon?
Would you date more than one person at a time?
I want to let the caller say, when you go and buy something, you go to one store, right? Then the other store to find out if you get a good stuff. The people.
How far would you go on a date?
In terms of what? We are going to climb, not intimate.
You're not going to be you're not going to be intimate on any date.
That's going to get to line, getting to know you. Nothing wrong in that. But I don't think it's so holy, just so.
Caller, you agree that you're going to be dating endless people, right? More than one person.
Sorry. Nothing wrong in that, I want, because the men do it. Nothing wrong in that.
So what if you happen to connect with that special one?
That special one. Well, if you connect with that special one,
you're doing
that,
it.
That's the one for you, Iowa.
Uh-huh. You're doing it, right? You're going to be intimate, right?
I mean,
you're going to be intimate with that person.
No, but no, we're going to get to our next level. We're going to get to our next level. That's the one. That's the one I want to get to our next level.
Take it to the next
in
level,
terms of,
meaning,
okay,
yeah, what?
Getting to know each other, maybe meeting the family, maybe one, two, maybe the mother, and then, you know, whatever happens, happens.
When you say whatever happens, talk about what?
If I get like a connection with one, I will just continue. Then we'll start doing more things. We'll get in, like, we'll get deeper.
So what
deeper
about
so, until, you know?
So what about
the, we have a relationship, Iowa.
What about the other relationships that you've built with the others? What about, what about the others, the other relationship, the other fellas you have waiting there?
Waiting, that you don't have to get one of them. Stop it, I'm really clean.
You stopping?
Of course, I get one of them. You don't need to go.
So, wait. So, you get what you want. So,
I'm going to save them, Ira, so they don't need for dating anymore.
I'm trying to understand you. So, when you find the right one, what you do name the others?
Okay, Iowa, let's say I'm dating you, I'm dating 6'4", I'm dating the DJ. So then,
Mama.
I met another one, and I think, okay, that one is the right one for me. I felt the connection.
Right.
So, you know, I would cancel all the other plans I had, and then, you know, move on.
And that's it. Right? Oh, no. To engage you. That caller is crazy. But thank you very much, caller, for your contribution. 452304. And that's a very good question. What are you going to do with the others? Let's go back to the phones. Good afternoon. Let Lana see how you're on here. Hey, what you said, Papa?
But despite all my contribution, let me just beat everybody on the grocery labor stop. We locked up.
All right, my brother. Pick up the entire grocery labor stop.
Well, all right.
Yes.
Now, let me tell you, see this caller there right now. That was just a bad investment. You understand what I'm telling you? That's a bad investment because at the end of the day, the lady tell you she's dating.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, brother,
but
if you put it 100 coins inside, you have to take out 20.
Listen to me, eh? Your heart is involved in that. You say that happening to you. Your heart is involved.
Let me tell you. At the end of the day, brother, you see the same energy you're giving to me, I'm giving you the same energy. You understand what I'm telling you? So if today we're good. Tomorrow we're not good, darling, carry on.
You like seriously? To be
the
hell?
No, but I'm telling you, even though I but at the end of the day, brother, my feelings matter, you know.
Yeah.
Your feelings don't matter.
Of course, caller. But if you really
but
like somebody,
that's what I'm saying.
But call if you really...
At the end of the day, because I'm investing wrong. Because you know what happened? You're selling 50, and you're only getting 20. And what you investing?
Yeah.
Brother, that investment is a bad investment.
So you do not...
That one making money look bad still.
All right. So you do not agree with anything he said then?
Pardon?
You do not agree with anything he said?
No, but at the end of the day, make tracking the lady, because if the lady tell you she's not going to a fete, and you just decide, you know what happened, I go into the fence. You know you will meet the lady there. The thing in the area, I don't need you going and you so you expect to see what you don't have to see. Come on, man. They have to be because there are times you acting, you know, but you know I don't see that girl today. And when you pass the bachelor, you see the girl you say you don't want to see.
Thank you,
That's a bad investment.
Thank you, Maggi. Thank you very much. 4523046 is your number to call. This is Letla on Radio Caribbean International. What is your take? Good afternoon, Letla. You are on the air.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Thank you for calling.
Yes, good afternoon.
Yeah, go ahead.
I just have to agree with the first caller. I want to know what percentage of black women are not married and will never be married? 40%
where you
compared
that?
To 20% white women.
Caller, where you getting at?
That's a statistic.
What percent, again, say that again, percentage of black women who are not married as opposed to white women who are not married? You're saying 40% of black women
40%.
Are not married. And 20.
So what is the writer saying? Are we as black women supposed to take serious anybody who's serious about us, even if we're not interested, even if they don't tick all the boxes for us?
Right.
Is that what the writer is suggesting?
I think his problem is the dating multiple people.
No, but how would you find out if you don't date?
Sure. Now he's asking some questions. I want to ask you, where they getting, the other fellas they dating?
she get him.
We better ask some questions. Where they getting the fellas, the other fellas you all dating? Where they getting them?
Definitely question. She get him.
What is she asking them out, or the fellas asking her out? You know, what? How do y'all do it? What do y'all do? What do y'all decide?
Most likely the fellas asking her out, but the Bible says he who finds a wife finds a good thing. The man, it's a man's job to find the wife, but it's our job to choose.
Kola, you want a husband who has been with a lot of people, a lot of women?
I want a husband who knows what he wants. And the only way to know what you want and to be assured in what you want is to date.
Right. So you want a husband who wants to date?
I want a husband who has dated and has seen that I tick all the boxes for him.
Kola, let me tell you, I don't want you to tell me things because you just want to say it and thing. You know, I mean, we live in a society where people judge people, Gasa. If you see me out, you see me with a girl today.
No,
wait, Kola, you tomorrow see me with another girl. Yes, see, man, this is a vehicle thing, man. I was a womanizer. But today, everything is fine. Everything is fine. Today, everything is all right. Today, you could see me with one girl. Tomorrow, you see me with my next girl. And the third day, you want to date me, huh?
Mm-hmm. But you see, that's what the first caller said. That's a common misconception we have in our society and a common thing that we need
to
change.
Caller, that doesn't...
A thought pattern that everybody you go out with, you're dating and you're intimate with. Just like the writer suggested that she's intimate with everybody she goes out with. Not everybody somebody goes out with, they're intimate with.
But Kola, there's a risk involved. No, there's a risk involved that this person
there's a risk involved in choosing the wrong person too.
Right. Ebe, you know.
I mean, it is your life at the end of the day and you want to make the right choice. An informed choice.
And so you go out, you date, you see as many people as possible.
Mm-hmm. You see as many as you want to.
Right.
That doesn't mean you have to necessarily be intimate with them.
So how do you have to be with these people? What do you do with them?
You are gathering data.
Like what? What do you do?
You want in a partner? If the person is a provider, a protector, and he professing to you, all of these things that you must look for.
So, which means that you need to go out with this individual more than once, right?
Yeah, you do.
And the others?
But you let everybody know, I'm dating.
Yeah. Well, to be honest, I'm a little iffy about that. To me, I don't see my people with nobody, nobody. But all of a sudden today, like, you like it, you're all right with it. You know, it's okay seeing the individual that you want to be with somebody else, in somebody else's arms, maybe dancing, however, doing whatever, you know?
But Iwa, you rather
that's dating,
not see
right?
your person with nobody than choosing the wrong person? The wrong person for you?
I think it should be, I don't know. To be honest, I don't. That's just me. I don't think the individual that I'm looking to take seriously shouldn't be going out with Tom, Dick, Harry, DJ C4, King Beats, and Hyper D. I don't.
But Iwa, that is not fair. Not because you want to take that person seriously means you check all the boxes for the person. The Bible says he who finds a wife finds a good thing.
I'm not saying
but
no.
She has to choose.
I'm not saying no. You know. But what did she do? She will tell me.
She'll tell you.
She'll tell me. Okay.
Right, you'll know.
All right. And you saying you have no issues with your future husband going out with different people?
I have no issues with my husband. My future husband gathered the data and makes an informed decision. That way, when we are married, he don't want to see out what out they have.
Huh?
He made an informed decision.
So you don't have to be going out and gathering all the data.
Yes, all the data to check to see who tick what box, and if it ain't working out for me next, block and did it next.
If it ain't working out for him, it's next. Or if it ain't
working out
for you,
for me, if he not matching what I want, next.
Yeah.
Young people, we need to date and date often.
But call it to me, they're supposed to be. Should I say? Should we call it a limit? Or is there supposed to be things that you just will not do? Okay, while dating.
Like what? You think being intimate?
Yes, sir.
I think everybody has their own rules, but for me...
You see, that's the problem. You know, if to each his own, you can do what you want while you date, while you're gathering your data, while you're putting all your data, you can do what you want. That's the problem, la. You don't see it, no?
I don't see any problem in that.
Well, okay, all right. Man. If you don't see any problem with I gather
no
my data.
There's no problem gathering data. And you should date as many people as you can handle.
Wow.
If you can handle gathering data on 5 people, and that's a common misconception that we have, that if you're dating, you have to be actively pursuing
what do you mean?
Them.
What do you mean?
The person does not meet a need that you want, you can cut them off.
But when you say misconception, what do you mean?
I think we have in our head, that to date means you have to go on 10 dates with 5 men, 7 dates with 5 men, until you say, no, but if the person is not meeting what you want, next. So dating doesn't mean you stick with these 5 people. Until...
So it is, Gola. So that one is good. Lot Kote, next. Now, Gola, Edada. I looking to take you seriously. That's what he was saying in the letter. I looking to take you seriously. Right? So, I am one of the candidates. I am one of the people that are looking, you know, forward to being with you. So, I there watching you. I go out and I see you with them and there. You know, how am I supposed to feel?
Well, you can feel how you want. I tell you I dating. So, I watching you too.
Oh, you watching me?
Of course I'm watching you. I'm listening to what you're saying, how you acting, your
but
actions.
I am not the one actions. Who is out with somebody else. You,
what's that?
I am not the one who is out with someone else. You are the one who out
yes, I'm
with...
out with somebody else, watching their actions and watching yours too.
All right. Will you tell the people that you're dating that,
I will.
Hey,
that's the first thing that I say. I am dating.
I am dating. Would you name individuals?
No,
would you say
I don't
how many? No. You have to call names, boy.
I'm dating. I'm looking for marriage. I'm dating.
So, but you would not say?
No, I don't need to say who I'm dating.
And where they're from and that. So you won't say that.
I'm dating. I'm dating for marriage. I'm dating.
All right, Carlo. Thank you very much for your contribution. You've been awesome. Yeah. Hey, let's take a break. We're taking a break from the calls to acknowledge our sponsor. When we come back, we read the letter hold on. We're coming back. Letter Narcia is made possible by Fruit CC Moss.
And my girl, you know what they say about Fruit CC Moss, eh?
Partner, you know what they say about Fruit CC Moss?
My girl, you know what they say about Fruit CC Moss?
Boy, that CC Moss makes me score runs, you know.
So what do the experts say about Fruit CC Moss? Apart from tasting great, Fruit CC Moss is full of natural goodness your body needs. CC Moss is good for your skin, rich in vitamins and minerals, promotes and improves intimacy, boosts your immune system and lung function, suppresses appetite and increases weight loss, anti-inflammatory, and helps to improve blood count. CC Moss is rich in nutrients, which boosts your metabolism and increases energy levels, and is grown, harvested, and manufactured right here in the community of Praleh.
And that's what they say about Fruit CC Moss. Unless you say something else.
Fruit CC Moss, you know what they say.
Island Star.
Pieces and ground. Everything you need is on the house out. For the best price and the latest style, take a little drive down to Island Style Car.
We got the time to make you go. Oh. We got the time to make you say, yeah. Quality, price, service, choice. It's all an Island Style.
Visit us at our showrooms in Belarusa, Rodney Bay, on the John Crompton Highway, Astree, and behind Ruby's Gas Station on the Library Beaufort Highway. Or call us on 450-452 or 453-TILE. Island Style, Tile and Bath. When you think tile, think Island Style.
Sufrir Jazz is back on Sunday, May 7th, 2023. The perfect vibe with the perfect setting under the beat doors. Jazz, Semi, Arthur Allaire, Boo Hazen, Headliner, Christopher Martin.
Don't let me cheat on my
Christopher Martin and Soca Sensation Patrice Roberts.
Drink water and mind my business.
Early bird tickets, 100 EC. Tickets cost 130 EC and VIP tickets, 300 EC. Get your tickets at all sale outlets, Steve Barbershop, and the Sufrir Regional Development Foundation. Follow Sufrir Jazz The Experience on Facebook for more information.
Children under 12 are free. No smoking allowed.
Escape to a true oasis of luxury and tranquility at Kaibler Villa and Hotel, located in Sufrir. And while you're there, make sure to indulge in the culinary delights of the Pavilion Restaurant. Open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner with stunning views of the majestic Pitos and shimmering Caribbean Sea. The Pavilion offers an unforgettable dining experience. Savor expertly crafted dishes made with locally sourced ingredients paired with a hand-selected wine list. Whether you're celebrating a special occasion or simply enjoying a night out, the Pavilion is the perfect destination. Reserve your table now through our website, www.kaiblavilla.com. That's www.kaiblavilla.com. Experience the ultimate in fine dining in Sufrir at Kaibler Villa and Hotel.
Thank you for remaining with us. This is Letla on Radio Caribbean International. Thank you, Fruitsy. We're going to read the Letla one more time and continue to take your calls at 452-3046. There we go. Rankin, you have to tell them people stop talking Poppy Show on the program. I listen to the program and I vex because them people don't know what they're talking about, boy. I heard the woman tell you about how she go know if the man is the right man, if she had date him and sleep with him. It's them people that has caused fellas to find themselves in trouble with woman. Rankin, how you can tell a woman that a man want to take seriously to go out with endless fellas until she get the right one? You're madman. And Rankin, you letting them people convince you that this is the right thing to do? Don't support that, Gasser. Rankin, think about it. What you doing to the man that have his eyes set on that special woman, the one, the person he want to settle down with? You telling me maid have to stay there with and watch the girl go out publicly with how much fellas? The girl going and cool out by other fellas. She going for a drive with other fellas. She have to talk for how long with other fellas. Then she going to dance and wine on how much fellas, exchange messages with them fellas, and whatever else with all them fellas. Look, fellas, because she looking for the right man. That's what kind of nastiness you're promoting. And how the woman going about dating these other fellas? She asking them out? Or all the fellas asking her out? And she saying yes? Another question, Runkin. Where she getting the fellas to go out with? Man friends she have so friendly, she friendly so. Cause you think about it, a man. Not a problem down there. What them people really telling the women to do? Cause what y'all promoting? Not for women to sleep around? And them women will never admit that they will sleep with most of the fellas, if not all the fellas they go out with, claiming is date they dating. Don't play like y'all dotish. It's a different time we're living in. Ranking, when them girls doing their thing, they already know if they go sleep with a man. The ones they going out with is the ones they want. The fellas, the same way I was trying to take one seriously. I was doing everything to show her how serious I was. I went to her mother. I tell the mother how I feel about her daughter. The girl did not like that. She asked me, why I did that? I said, if I was not serious about the girl, I'm not doing that. Ranking, I was ready to engage the girl. And every time I tell her about how I want to take her, I want her to take me seriously because it's a long-term relationship I want. And she's telling me something about how she appreciates all what I'm doing for her. And then she go tell me, Koshoni, about she need time and how she not ready to be in a serious relationship. When she ready, she will let me know. When I ask her how long it will take, she don't know. Ranking, the girl everywhere in all whole looking for a good time. The girl have how much fellas playing in her head. The night before, she was with me, giving me endless stress about it. She don't know, and she find I pressuring her. The following day, the community had an event. She tell me she not going. I said, something just tell me, pass by the place to see what going on. There was a dance. I see her all in the back in the darkness with a man all the way from Castries. The man in her back, her head down on the floor. Ranky, you know what mash me up is the way maid have the girl that I want to take seriously. One kind of position. And she giving him one kind of wine. I stand in front of her and let her see me. And I move. It happened almost a month since I not checking for her. But she messaging me every day. The women devaluing themselves with that puppy show about going out with how much man. Ranky, no man I want a woman. All fellas have access to boy. I, for one, ain't want no woman I see endless fellas going around everywhere with. It means as a woman, your self-esteem low and your value go down to zero. You promiscuous. How you all seeing the danger in that? Boy, Rankin, read that for me because I want to hear what the women in particular have to say. Because women using that dating thing as an excuse to sleep around. Yeah. Let's go back to the phone. Good afternoon. Let Lana see how you are on the air.
Team RCI, good afternoon. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday to you.
Iwa, you remember last week, later?
Last week, yeah.
Speak up, I'm having difficulties hearing you.
Yeah, go ahead, caller. You hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Yes.
All right, great stuff.
I want a man go and sleep with last week, later on his chest with the responses. Wake up Thursday morning. Write a letter for you for the whole Thursday and come and drop it for you on Friday afternoon. I bet you that's what that happened.
Why made vex, eh?
But why vex? I want at the end of the day, everybody have their choices. If that's not for you and you go through so much shock already, stay by yourself.
You wanted
that's
to,
clearly
wanted,
relationship's not for you. Stay
wanted,
by yourself.
He wanted this girl and she gave him a hard time. She didn't want him, obviously.
I mean, that's not sounding suspicious to you. That's not reading made up to you just to make his point, just to prove a point.
Yeah. But, Kuala, you have no issues with the guy that you want dating different women?
None whatsoever.
What is that? That's not true, you know, Kuala.
Why must it not be true? I know there is that's a difference true. Between dating someone and sleeping with the person.
So you're not afraid that the other woman I dating come and look for you?
But why should the other woman come and look for me?
I don't know. As the king of Letla, I could tell you, they just do that.
Iwa, don't you go out with your friend?
Of course, yes, yeah.
Don't you have women friends that you go out with?
Of course, caller.
You take them to dinner. You take them to the beach. You get to know them better because you want to put that person in a position in your life. It don't have to mean you'll get married. You'll have children. You'll, even though y'all don't get married, you'll live.
All right, so how far
together.
Should we go? How far?
But you know that that's a person that you have a vested interest in.
That's right. So, caller, that's why if she going out with somebody else, caller, I have to be worried.
No. But why must you be worried? Is that your child? Is that your mother? Would that deplete on you as a human being? Making up your own. Sometimes the men and the women go to the men and the women and the men. With the worst intentions for them, but they come in nice, they come in good. But they just call it boy. They have a phase, they just call it, you know, the introductory phase.
Uh-huh.
And after 2 to 3 months, it dies out, and that's when you start to see the real person in front of you.
Yes, yes.
So if I just jump on, is that person, and I call it, is that person I want, and I don't try and make a move with somebody else, not detrimental living I looking for.
So what
at the end of the day, you have to look for yourself.
Right. So when you find that special person, what happens to the others?
When I find that special person, what happens to the others? You have to be upfront. From the beginning, I letting you know, yo, we are friends. We are getting to know each other. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
If it so happens, whatever you do me, I don't like it. I letting you know what you did, and at that point, it just won't work out between the two of us.
All right, so whatever.
Now, when we say we dating men, Kola, that don't mean we dating 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 men at the same time.
Kola.
It's one at a time we dating them, because we cannot be keeping ourselves all around the place. The moment you do something, I tell you about it, I give you the opportunity to make it right. But you continue to make it fester. Sooner or later, I will decide that that is not the person that I can spend the rest of my life with. Because what I want to see and how I want to live my life with my partner, you're not doing it. But the way you choose to live your life, it would be accepted by another woman.
Right.
That does not mean I have to stay with you. That does not mean you have to stay with me. And that's the problem with St. Lucian. They think till death do us part, even though the person never marry you and the person never say they want you in the first place, like our caller last week.
Caller.
And like our writer this week.
Right.
So you go to the girl mother, the girl herself, she know, you tell her she wants you, you want her. We must stop settling, Iowa. We must stop settling for things that we just not making us happy. At the end of the day, you're looking at the person, you're in the house with the person, and you're miserable. Not even a conversation they will hold with you. Not even a cup of tea they will want to give you. You're sick, not even your chest they come in and rub with a little bit of Vicks. Because you're not happy with them, they're not happy with you. So what would you do? Not end it and move on to somebody else.
And so that is why you're saying that it is important to date multiple people.
When you say dating multiple, you don't have to do all at the same time.
Oh.
Don't confuse your head that you're running around the place. Sunday you there, Monday you there, Tuesday you there, Wednesday you there.
So
you cannot do that to yourself. Not as a young woman, not as a young man.
You cannot do that to yourself. That's what you're telling me, baby. Let me tell you, I think it's everybody. One time, me today, me tomorrow.
Next day, C4,
the following day.
How can that be? And how would I be taking time to get to know you if I'm busy getting to know everybody else? I will get confused because what Jim will do me, Iowa will do me, Xavier will do me, and I will think is Iowa that do me what Jim do me, not realizing it's too much pressure I put in myself under, my emotions, my mentality. It cannot be so. You understand what
I
mean?
I understand you
now.
Clearly, caller. Oh, my. Caller, you know, because only time I think in everybody one time, we call her.
No, that's not a village bicycle. That's not the scale, are we? No.
So we go in one person at a time. You get to know that person, and you decide, you assess, you do what you have to do. And then if that's not the one, then you move on to another. That's what you say.
That's what it is. So while you're dating that one person, you're collecting data on them, you're getting information on them. And then at the end of the day, you will see if it's Jim, Xavier, or Iowa to choose. At the end of the day, I will not want Iowa because Xavier is the one not showing me everything that I want.
Yes.
You
yes,
understand?
I understand you fully. Now things making sense to me, Kola. Because
you not write the letter. That's why because I think you
Kola, not write because, the letter. And I Kola, Kola, because I myself, I jump, I say, what is going on, boy?
It's not a village bicycle. They are village bicycle, and they know why they are village bicycle. But a woman and a man who seeks after what they want, they go after it.
Right. So a man who sees what he wants. Hey, thank you very much.
Thank you for making my Wednesday.
Thank you for listening. We appreciate you. Thank you for calling Letland Radio Caribbean International. 452-3046 is the number. 452-3046 is the number to call. What is your take on this afternoon's Letla? Good afternoon, Letla Nasia, you're on the air.
Hi, Kwa.
Hi, Kwala, how you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
Boy, I good, even.
Oh, listen, this is Discussion Wednesday.
Yes, I.
Right, so clearly the writer is hurt, we can tell. Mm-hmm. But there's also something that they say in this life, right? You fall in love three times. The first one is that puppy love in high school. The second one is where you really get hurt. And then the last one's supposed to be your everlasting love, right?
Right.
And so it sounds like he's going for his hurt. But clearly the girl don't want him because she's made multiple attempts to tell him that she's not ready.
Yes.
You understand? And he's done a couple things to turn her off completely. You understand? Like she was disappointed in him going to the mother behind her back, you know. And then it's just little things she clearly has picked up on that has turned her off, right? Because in the dating stage, it's very easy for you to be turned off by somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? By the slightest thing, anything that would seem like a red flag to you or anything that triggers a past hurt or something like that, and you're like, yeah, I didn't mean that. So you run away, right? Because it's not a relationship, you're not committed to it. But we're not of a dating culture. You understand? And I think only now it's been introduced, and so some people are on the fence about it and some people are for it. I 100% think that people should date. Your caller before was saying, you know, it's one at a time. And I heard you saying about the Monday, Tuesday. It don't have to be direct days after. But when people tell you that they're dating, they're talking to multiple people. They may be going out with some and not going out with others, but they are talking to multiple people. Because how are you going to know John Jack or who to move on to, right?
But you are talking. Caller, talking is dating?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I would say no, because if you're just talking to somebody and you've not actually met them, you've not been on a date, then you're not dating, right? You're talking to somebody.
Yes.
But if today or this weekend you go out with one person that you're talking to, mind you, you are very single and disengaged, and then next weekend somebody else on your list asks you to go out, by all means, go out. You're not obligated to one person. But the key in all of this is that we have to learn to communicate. We have to learn to tell people how it is. It's for you to accept it and move on, or for you to accept it and stay in it. You understand?
So, Colin, what should be your attitude while dating? I'm asking because what if I really love that individual? For example, this guy in this letter, I really want this individual.
Yeah,
are you
but
telling
me
I'm supposed to hold back feelings?
No, because that's one thing you cannot do. And as much as we try to do it, you cannot do it. And that's why when you have F connections, they don't work when one person starts falling, because as much as they try to hold back their feelings, it doesn't happen, right? That's something, as much as we try to control it, you can only control it for so long.
Mm-hmm.
You get me? So he is clearly, this girl has a lot of, maybe a lot of what it is that he wants. He could be infatuated with her. And it could be maybe two things that he absolutely loves about her, and it's trumping everything else, right?
Right.
And so for him, he's seeing long term. He's seeing serious. But she clearly not, that's not where she is right now.
She don't want serious.
It's not about, well, you know, he, and granted, if he wasn't showing certain behaviors, who's to say that after she, you know, went around and dated, she wouldn't be ready to, you know, settle down with him because he has, you know, he clearly wants the long term, but he's very pushy. He's very, very aggressive with it. And instead of listening to her, he's becoming reactive, right?
So, women,
so listen to what the girl has to say.
Women do not like aggressive guys. You don't like fellas who really...
You have to know when to be aggressive.
Come at you and tell you.
You have to know when to be aggressive. Aggressive works in certain situations. When I say aggressive, not violent aggressive.
No, no, no.
But you have to know when to stand up. And you have to know when to, you know, not push so hard. Maybe that's the better word to use or the better phrase.
So when is
Do
that?
Not
when?
Push so hard.
When?
Because
when?
He's coming on very strong.
And so kind of when should we push hard? When should we, you know, slap
when
off
it's reciprocated. So for instance, you are taking a girl out, you're going out with her, you seeing that the interest is there. Make your move. You understand? But if you are going out with a girl and she pushing up on you, she don't want to, like, you know, kiss you or whatever. Don't, let me tell you, I'll tell you one thing, eh? From the first time women see men, they know who they want to sleep with. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
It's just up to you to know if you're going to do it, like, you know, when you're going to do it. But what I'm saying is you can tell when a woman is interested in you, and you can tell when a woman, and it goes for both sexes. When a man is not interested in you, you can tell. And when a man is interested in you,
What happens when a woman is interested in you?
What do you mean, what happens?
What happens? Yeah, because you see, the thing is,
different
we're not
women,
mind
different
readers. We're not
it's true.
Mind readers.
It is true. It is true. And I've said that on your show already. We are not mind readers. You are correct. And
right.
You communicate that.
Right.
So outside of telling people that, you know, you like them and what you like about them, you show it in different ways. People have different ways of showing how they care about everybody. You see the love language we talk about?
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very important that people know what their love language is and that they communicate it to the next person. Because what I know as love and how I want to be loved is not necessarily how you need to be loved or what you will take as love. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And so I can love you in the way I know how, but it's not right because you're not feeling it. You understand? Because that's not what you can, that's not what you feel as love. You get me? So
I come in and
I do all these things, and in my head, boy, I love, because I love that girl.
And you're doing that and you're showing
me. Right. But is that what she needs to feel loved? So you have to find that out, and it's very important that we find out, because we love people in the wrong way and we think that we're doing so much for them, but then it's not working because they're not feeling the... You get what I'm saying? You're not feeling that way.
I'm following you.
Yeah.
That's not how you want to be loved. That's not what...
Yeah, you communicate to people what's important to you, how you want to be loved. But when a girl is interested in you, she'll check on you. She'll check on you, she'll check for you. That's one thing she'll do. You understand? And then you have people who are genuinely just your friend and they'll check for you. They'll check on you.
Right.
So, you know, it's just knowing, have the conversation. A lot of the times it's because we're so scared to have that. The difficult conversations is what will help us in this life with all kind of relationships, friend, boyfriend. We have to learn to have difficult conversations. Have a conversation. You sat her down, you went out for whatever she tell you. That's not what she wanted.
Leave her alone.
Just leave it.
Yeah.
Step back. Tell her, you know what? It's okay. I'm here for you when you need me. You get me? Step back. Go out yourself. Date. Find somebody else. Because he could be a great guy, and he could be absolutely, he could be a horrible person. We don't know, right? Because when you care about somebody, you tend to do stupid things sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So just go out and find somebody. He'll get somebody that will reciprocate that love. He'll get somebody that will care about him that way. But then to say when women going out, we degrading or our self-esteem is low, that's rubbish. Absolute rubbish. And
how far do we go on a date? How far?
You can go on a date as far as you like. Because guess what, Iowa? Why is body count important? Tell me that. Why is somebody's body count important?
Why is it not?
But why is it? Because guess what? As long as you are protecting yourself, what does that do for you as an individual to know how many people your partner has slept with? How is that benefiting you? Tell me. What do you gain from knowing that? What is it doing to your relationship? How does it affect y'all or the way she loves you? Tell me. It's not important. We put the importance on the wrong things. You understand what I'm saying? Somebody, like people tell you body count, because, and a lot of the time, it's guys wanting to know their women didn't sleep with a lot of men. For what? Ask him why. But they'll buy used cars and pimp it out and put rims and all kind of things on it and watch the mileage on it. You understand what I'm saying? Okay. It is not important. We place the importance on the wrong things. Find out her heart, how she was raised. That's the things that matter.
So the past will not affect how she behaves in the present.
Say that again?
Her past will not affect how she behaves in the present.
No, because both men and women grow. You understand? You find some guys childish in their 20s. And the minute they hit 30s, all of a sudden they man up. They're taking their career serious. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. People mature. Mm-hmm. They mature differently. Obviously, women mature quicker than men do. But you should not judge somebody on their past. If you're going to be that way all your life and there's patterns and whatever, then fine. But you cannot judge somebody on their past. You can judge somebody on how they were raised. Look at people who grew up in abusive households, right? You find that they either grew up doing the same thing they saw or grew up never wanting to be like that. Mm-hmm. You understand? Mm-hmm. So he needs to reassess, forget about the young lady, leave her alone, let her live her life, and move on. And be open to meeting new people, meeting different people, so that he does not get his heart broken in the process because he's obsessing, you know, over somebody. Let me tell you, all the time we think what's in front of us is amazing, and we're afraid to close the door. And the minute we close the door, we realize it's 10 times better. And sometimes it's just taking that risk, closing that door, and knowing that there's something better because it's not working out.
Thank you very much, caller. You've been awesome as usual.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye, colleague. It's Marin Wapen. Well, oh, before you go back to the phone, talk to me. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm listening. And I'm saying I've listened to every argument around that. It's been a couple of days now. We've been having this conversation about the multiple dating. And if you realize, let's stop and be brutally honest, like some of our callers are asking us to do. Since the conversation has started, we have had umpteen different conversation avenue and angle to try to justify the multiple partners, ladies having and calling it dating, multiple partners at one time within our culture, which is not our culture, by the way, you know. And up to now, nobody had addressed it yet. So you know what that says to me? That says to me that we're really and truly fishing for an opportunity to make this something that we don't even feel for ourselves. The conversation, I love the lady that normally calls, that the one you just spoke to. And she ended up in a totally different thing trying to justify that, because this is not about body counts and your past. That's not the conversation we're having. Is that the conversation we're having?
Well, according to the letter, I don't know, he wants to know, is it okay for, you know, the women to date more than...
At the same time, so this is a present thing we're talking about. It's not about asking about somebody's past or not somebody's issue from the back. We had other ladies again just saying the Bible says when a man found his wife, he's found a good one. But the Bible said so many other things. So we cannot pick and choose what it is we want to take out of this. We're either following one principle or we're not following it. You understand? The lady that said is somebody, it's all right and it's all well and good. And like the first lady before me said, communication is absolutely, and I always say that people must be willing to say what it is that they're working with and let people decide if they want to work with it or not. And that is my policy. So I am not here to tell you you're not supposed to do it. I'm just saying if that's what you're about, then say it. So if the lady tells the gentleman that in the letter, then you, gentleman, I don't understand what is your problem. If it don't work for you, then you have everything you need to decide you have to walk out, because that's not for you. You can't force it. If the woman states you this is what she wants to do, that don't work for you. Pick up your little bundle and move on, because this is not for you either. You understand?
Marina, like when you go in there. Hold on. You said something and I want to take you up on. Good afternoon. Let Lana see how you're there.
Well, I'm there, boys.
I never heard what you said.
I good.
Yeah, man, go ahead.
The last caller, before I go on, I'd like to say around 19 years ago, I wanted that girl, Gasser, and she tell me to celebrate. She was lying. She go be laughing when she heard that, Gasser. Anyway, the people need to understand that persons are allowed to live their life however they want. If you want to be promiscuous. If you want to be promiscuous, you be promiscuous. It's your life, you know. I mean, at the end of the day, you may be attracted to somebody that is promiscuous, and you don't like it because you're attracted to them, and you may want to take them out for a date or whatever. But at the end of the day, you just have to let that be and move on with your life. People are too concentrated on just targeting one person and believing that person is theirs and theirs only. That's not how it works. That's an obsession, you know. And if anybody in their right mind takes on somebody like that, they're going to have a difficult time with them, because simple things that they may do, that person may deem as them doing something wrong, like having a friend of the opposite sex or something like that. They say, oh, but why all of a sudden that person is your friend? And that's causing problems, because there's just this insecure obsession, and this is what this gentleman has. And I'm not saying that for promiscuity is good, and I'm not saying in our culture we should not date many people at the same time. It's just that we have a very small island, very small country, and it's easy for someone to see you out with one person Friday night and Saturday night, that come across that same person seeing you out with somebody else.
Yeah.
You know, and it just doesn't look good, and I can understand why someone will not be happy if they're dating someone who's dating other people, because they may have introduced you to someone when they went out with you, and then that same person sees you out with someone else, and then let's say a month down the line you end up in a serious relationship with that person. Mm-hmm. You know, the image is just not a good one. You all get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Well said, caller. Mm-hmm. Well said.
Right? So, but the reality is, people need to gauge. They just need to gauge the persons that they're targeting, or the persons that they're allowing to come into their life, and assess them. Assess the person and make a decision. Stop falling in love before the person is yours. Mm-hmm. Allow the person to be yours before you allow your heart to go. You want to give your heart away before the person even say, I'm giving my heart to you too?
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. And another thing to men, do not profess your love to a woman before she does for you. That is not the right way.
What?
That used to work in the olden days. That
what? Yeah,
now.
But sir, what if that is the policy that the women are using as well? You see where we're going with this? So we're setting ourselves up. That's why relationships and marriages and things are so... Because we are now in a position where everybody is looking at the other person for the... You understand? And all of these things are happening because we're trying to adopt cultures that don't belong to us. I'm telling you from a woman's standpoint, a woman now is being taught, if you're in a girl's segment, in a girl's chat room, this is a conversation too. Don't tell the man, don't go in there, don't say that. If the man, exactly. So you on the other side saying this. The woman also, nobody is saying nothing. And what happens? Your whole life passes ahead.
When I say profess your love, it's not always verbally, you know.
No, I'm saying it whichever way.
Here's the reality, okay? Last week's writer and this week's writer, they both told the woman they were interested in that did not show the interest necessary for them to express love for her. Mm-hmm. When I say profess, meaning a woman actually showing, you know what, I don't mind loving you too, in the way she behaves with you. None of these callers experienced that. None of them. Mm-hmm. But yet still, they're already telling the woman they love her. Now, if the woman decides, okay, you say you love me, I will try to be with you, you now have on a pedestal, and you have the entire relationship is going to be governed by how much you're keeping her up there, because you put yourself out there as I need you more than you need me. And the reality is, you may not agree with this, Maureen, but a lot of women, when they realize, that's why there's friend zone and all those things, you say, a lot of women realize that they believe the man wants them more than they want the man, they take full advantage of it. And I want you to know that.
Yeah.
But it also is, we also hear women as well, but we also keeping that, you see, we're tabling in so much here. It also keeps the door open for the woman now to do what she wants and use an as an excuse that, but you don't claim me, so I could do what I want. You have not showed any, you understand what I'm saying? So we whichever way we do it, we are keeping these doors open for all of these things to happen with justifications. So I believe people need to say what it is that they're onto, what they're into. But at the same time, whilst you're professing what you're saying, you also have to be open-minded and know to yourself, well, okay, I might feel that way, but that person don't feel that way. And be mature in yourself enough to say, well, all right, I want that, but that don't want me, so this is not for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but here's the thing, Maureen. So that's where there is love and there is I wanting to be with you. Mm-hmm. It's two different things. You can want to be somebody you're not in love with for other reasons. Mm-hmm. There is you... As an individual, you can't tell someone you love them before you all decide to put something together. It does not make sense, because once you say you love somebody, you're there for the long haul. But how you can love before you even establish a long haul is going to begin in the first place.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? Like, there is steps to this. This is not the olden days where a woman was practically, inverted commas, a virgin or untouched until she met a man, or a man caught her and she liked him, and they ride off in the sunset for good or for better or for worse. It's not how it works now.
Right.
Women are independent. They're not dependent on men per se. Mm-hmm. Right? Women make their own money. They can go out and get jobs, and men are willing to spend tons of money on women and stuff like that. So women don't necessarily have to commit to a man like in the olden days. In the olden days, when you decide, hey, I want to be with this man, or accept to be with this man, mm-hmm. you needed him as a woman. You needed him, because if you break up with him, no, you won't find it easy to get a man who wants what they would deem at that time a second-hand woman to take care of you. So they stuck in good or bad relationships, which I don't agree with. In this modern time, mm-hmm. you have the opportunity to choose. Fine. But I would say this again, men do not, I'm speaking for men that I cannot speak for women, men do not tell a woman you love her before she tells you she is okay with being with you for the long haul. You can tell her, hey, you know what, we've been out a few times, I like your vibe, I like your ambition, I find you attractive, the sex is good, whatever you want to say, and say, you know what, I would like to take this to the next level. If she says yes, you'll spend some time enjoying the next level, and one day tell the woman you love her. She may tell you before you. She may tell you that before you tell her.
Right.
But either way, something has been established to go to that level. You're not telling a woman that you're dating, or a woman that you like, or a woman that you take out. For the caller last week, you never even kissed the woman and you tell her you love her already.
Yeah. All right, that's take care.
Yeah, my brother. Thank you very much, my brother. Thank you.
Anyway, take care.
Yeah. Right. So, Maureen, we were talking about the issue of multiple partners.
Mm-hmm.
Dating multiple people. You have an issue with that?
I don't like it. I mean, everybody is entitled to make it. No mistake. I do not get into people's personal, private life, however you choose to do it. But I think a lot of the times we are over here making excuses for it. For instance, a lady just said, a caller said, a woman knows whether she gonna sleep with a man from the time she meet him. So if you know, there's things about us that we are wired a certain way to know whether we connecting to somebody or not, Iowa. We don't need to dabble with 20 different persons at the same time, jump in here to decide. We just know. You're going to know if you're that, your brother, from the time you wink across this way, in my mouth, it made no sense.
It
made no sense. You get me?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
If we know, why do we need to sample everybody?
Good point you're making, Olan Marie. Good afternoon. Let's let us see how you're on here.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, special caller.
Good afternoon. Hi, Maureen. Who is that? People there?
No,
he's on vacation.
So who there? Who's that?
Beats. Young Beats is there. But he's resting.
Okay,
he's
hi, Beats. Hi. Okay, yeah. Hi, everybody. Yeah. I don't even know what the letter is about. It's okay. It's late already.
Yeah.
I want to comment on what the hot comments today, Pa.
Yes.
So, the first question I want to ask, Iowa and Maureen, mm-hmm. what is love? What is love to you?
Love for me, love is doing. Love is action. Love is... It's a verb. It's something that you show.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You can't just tell somebody.
Yeah, love is a multiple of things. And love might mean different, translate to different things to different people.
Right. So understanding that there are different definitions of love, mm-hmm. it varies person to person. And Maureen, you mentioned, based on a comment earlier, that there's a biblical understanding of love, which is what, as Christians, mm-hmm. we should be basing love on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Understanding that definition of love, why can we not
tell somebody we love them if we feel that for them.
Oh, exactly.
If we are at a point where I experience these feelings for you, mm-hmm. and by definition, this means love, why can't I say I love you when I feel these things?
Absolutely.
I don't like that we take that meaning to mean something else. Mm-hmm. Like we insert fear into
right.
love, and I think that's a
right.
lot of problems with the dating period and relationships generally, that we forget what love means to us.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm dating somebody, we've been dating, one thing I just want to love fat step out. So if I'm dating somebody and I feel, y'all know I just give it to you real, and I'm feeling these feelings, right?
Mm-hmm.
These really strong feelings, and I feel like you are somebody who's devoted to me.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the way that you have committed yourself to me is Christ-like, and there's nothing you wouldn't do for me. And I've spent so many of my days with you, and I cannot stop thinking about you, and you're so kind and so gentle and so loving towards me, and what I feel mm-hmm. towards you is love.
Yep.
Why now do I need to put conditions on the
expression
feelings
of it,
that I have for you? I love you does not mean I'm with you for the long haul. And
mm-hmm.
I think that's a mistake
mm-hmm.
too.
Mm-hmm.
And I want every time I
no,
call
it doesn't
him,
mean that.
I want.
Yeah.
I want.
Yes.
You don't disappoint me. You see how I talk in there? Right.
So, Kola, you love me. Just,
I want.
Yes, yeah.
I want.
Ships.
We take love. You heard how I asked you in the beginning what
love means.
Love is, you
man.
Never tell me love means you with me for the long haul. You never
mm-mm.
tell me that part.
Exactly.
Love is what it is.
Exactly.
Is another thing. Right.
It's something else.
Right.
Right. Devoting myself to you
mm-hmm.
is something else. Right.
Mm-hmm.
When we have that clear conversation, that is what tells me you're with me for the long haul.
Exactly.
Are there not people who love people but still cheat on them?
And
you
they're
think
not together.
They love them less?
Mm-hmm.
No. Are there not people who love each other but
they're
maybe they're not together
mm-hmm.
anymore?
Mm-hmm.
You understand? But then there's still love that they feel towards each other.
Mm-hmm.
These things exist. Love, by definition, whatever your definition is never about I'm with you for the long haul. There are people that you love that are just your friends. It doesn't mean they're going to be in your life forever, but it's that feeling that they evoke in you.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't like that we apply conditions to what
love, yeah.
love is. Now, when you're dating somebody and you do not feel that same connection with them and they say, I love you, it's fair to communicate and say, well, honestly, I do not feel the same way about you right
mm-hmm.
now.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
To me, it is fair to say that, but we cannot discredit whether or not the man loves
should feel,
her.
Yeah, should feel what
soon.
He feels, yeah.
You understand? You
yeah.
can't say it's too soon to love somebody
mm-hmm.
or don't tell her you love her unless... No, you're not putting conditions on something that is so pure and so natural.
Natural.
Love is love. And again, I tell somebody every 5 minutes, yeah, I'm in love. But my thing is...
She's killing me. But you're correct, you're correct.
Is, do not make love conditional. It has
mm-hmm.
never been meant to be conditional. We could go to biblical days. We
mm-hmm.
could go to the love our parents have given us. We
mm-hmm.
could go to the love we have for our children. It's never been conditional. And anytime you put conditions
on
love, it becomes problematic.
You're right.
It cannot be when your children disappoint you, you don't say, I don't love you anymore. No, I'm disappointed in you. I love you, but I'm disappointed that this happened. So I just wanted to call to say that
mm-hmm.
we all need to be clear on what love is. I do think that when you feel these feelings, you need to check in with yourself to say, am I in love or am I infatuated? Because sometimes you say, it's not love yet, eh? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's just the infatuation you're feeling in the early parts. You know, maybe you never see a girl like that before. You never see a guy like that. It's your first experience.
Mm-hmm.
But again, love... Stop putting conditions on love. It has its own definition. And when you feel it, life is too short. People die like nothing.
Express
right?
it.
Life is too short.
Express it.
You love somebody,
say
you love
them.
Say
you love
them.
I am one. Call it, just let me add to what you're saying. I am one who believes that when it hits you, genuine love, the real thing, there are nothing you can do about it.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing you can do.
Exactly.
No, it's going to tell you all that, but that's stifling you. They don't tell you.
Exactly.
Let me tell you something. You see when you love somebody and then you're busy, you're talking on the phone and you're about to end the call and you say, okay, see you, eh? That was on the tip of your tongue to say I love you, boy, but you say maybe, but they're not yet. Because you're feeling it.
Absolutely, Carla.
But I like when the fellas say it for
their
just to your
own.
Like,
thank you very much, Carla. You've been awesome.
Bye.
Yeah, Marie, let me give you the final words. I don't think I would be able to,
go to the things.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we have to, and I think you probably need to have a whole show surrounding that. Just, the dating culture and whether we're ready for it, whether we understand what it means. Because, you see, if we want to go there, we have to be brutally honest. Yes. And I see that's the thing that we just skirt over. We want the middle and mocks and again. We don't have a culture just going out with people and don't getting intimate. Hush your mouth about that. Listen, man.
Sure.
You fellas know that. All your must touch with little legs. Once we say that we go out for a drink and we decide is that when people say they're going, if ladies have the in their mind about dating, the fellas here do not under that. So whichever way it go, you'll find yourself in a mix-up.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? So we want to enroll things for our own purposes. And you understand? I have no problem with people choosing that is what they want to do. But that is what it is. Don't make excuses for it. Don't model. Let's say that is what we're doing.
Yes.
And that is you. Everybody respect that is what you're about. And that's what they
do. You agree so many things we say that you're
No, well, I think he is, no. I think he is. He's a little... He needs to know. I mean, at least watch. The woman is being honest with him. So if the woman tell you she's not on that, you have to respect the fact that she tell you she's not on that. You have to know, you can't pressure the woman now. The woman is honest with you. And that you have to have respect for that. You could want to judge her, you could want to do it. That's a matter for you. But at the end of the day, the woman put it on the table for you and said to you, this is what you're working with. If you don't want to work with that, then you move out of the woman's life and leave her alone. You don't get to come stay there and want to pressure her and do what. No, she says what she's about. If it doesn't work for you, move on.
Yeah.
What happened to you now? You, that's you. You can't do that. That because she already stated what she's about. But coming back to the culture that I say, we need a separate show for this thing about the culture of dating, going out with multiple people in the same era of time and thing. I think we need to clarify this and we need to put this out on the table openly and decide, because a lot of the time we're saying this thing.
What exactly is dating?
What is it? What is the culture of dating? What is accepted on dating? Is that what we really do when we say we're dating as a culture, as in our community? We need to be honest, so we don't just say, like, I say a lady sell that thing and she say doubles, and I think it's like a roti, a peas roti. You can't mix up the thing. Mm-hmm. Is it that it's doubles or is it a peas roti? But don't call peas roti doubles and expect me to, when I buy that, I want to pelt it, because you have to be real and honest and open with the thing. If we want to do it, then fine. Say this is what we want to do, but let we be brutally honest going into what it is we're choosing to do. Now we don't model it up and get it and put a thing on it and sugarcoat it and play with it. That's the problem that we're having in this life.
But
don't have a culture of dating. If we want to invite it, we have to make sure. When you say the white people dating, the white people dating. Are we going to do it that way? Yeah. Let me be honest with yourself. Are we willing to do it that way? We had to be real with it. You had to be real with the thing. So I don't have no problem, and I'm not in a thing of judging people. I'm saying that is a problem. We need to be brutally honest about what it is we want to choose, how we want to live, and we'll put it out there. Don't color code it.
Yes.
Yeah, don't make excuse for what it is, and we're trying to put out a something there. We know that is not what we are operating on. And that is the reality. That is reality. Don't put water in the mouth to say, because we know better than that. We know better than that. So let we don't mix up the things and for excuse just to do what we want to. You don't think we try? No, that is the problem we keep having with ourselves. And we do it not only in these areas. We seem to have a culture these days of doing that, adopting things because we want to fit into certain things, and then we get something else to call it, or we put it in a bracket or something else, when it is not what we put it in, it's something else. It is the raw version of what, but we're trying to make excuse for what we're doing, and that's a problem we need to address if we need to fix ourselves going forward. We see in the result of it in how our children are growing up. We don't pray again, we don't go into church, because we start to make all kind of excuses for what it is that the foundation. That's fine, you don't want to follow it, that's fine, it's your body, but do not make excuses or color code it or put it into a bracket that you know it's not. Call a spade a spade.
It's wrong.
Call a spade a spade. Right. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm not in my position. It's wrong.
Yeah,
I'm just saying that we call a spade a spade.
It's not right. Thank you very much, listeners. Thank you very much, Marie. As always, when you touch it, you little bit of passage.
Oh, God.
You know? Thank you, Fruitsy. Listeners, I can't read anything, you know, already way past the time. Thank you very much. Until next week, Wednesday, this has been another Letla on Radio Caribbean. Those of you that are listening and you're not calling, I don't know what happened. Those of you still calling, well, big up on yourself. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Fruitsy Seymour.